Good evening and welcome to Kili Radio Storytelling Hour. Every Wednesday from 5 to 6, I come up here and tell a story, touch on education and the Lakota language. I want to thank my nephew Hercules for opening the door for us. I want to thank Kili Radio for this hour. And I want to thank my wife for coming up here and supporting me. And I have a story, and I have a few announcements. First of all, I want to say that I was listening to the previous show about the veterans. Powwow and honoring, and feels good to be part of that the group of veterans. For myself, when I left home, I made the service my career, and took me many places and around this world, and proud of it, it's a good life, but sometimes like I talk to I have all sons, I don't have any daughters, but I always tell them that it's a life that, especially in the beginning, that you have to. I always tell them, do not get married, and do not get into trouble. And then the other one is, you're going to be lonesome. So that's my advice to the young people. And today, I always tell them to get as much education as possible before you make that journey. But it is good to hear that all the veterans will be honored. And before I go on, this afternoon I wanted to go fishing. So this morning I told Karen that I was going to go fishing, and I went to Oglala and got a fishing license, and then my son Ryan and my Trakoja Akichita, we went to Oglala Lake and fished for a while, but we didn't catch anything. But we're going to try again, probably this evening, or maybe even tomorrow morning, early, very early. I like fish, and also my son likes fish, so I heard there's fish out there, so we're going to try and catch one. And then the other one is, I want to touch on Wojupi, because my wife's been doing this for the last 2 weeks, and maybe she will share some stories about that too. I have one thing here that I wanted to share, and I did this before. Le hani oblake, le watohan oazan okuje tipuelwa iyun kai woapi oblake. Ka le woapi kile George W. Bush etiapu owa. And this is what he said about making a plan for life, for life's journey. And I wanted to share that. And it says, lessons for young people. People who plan their life when they're 18 years old and say, this is my life plan, would generally be surprised and maybe disappointed. I think you ought to be open-minded as to where life takes you. One of the things I learned as president is that your life is just not going to unfold the way you want it to. There will be surprises. There will be challenges. And therefore the question is how you deal with the unexpected. And that's how it is. Coming over, I was that thought came to my mind, and like I mentioned, I made my life in a service, and that was a surprise to me. It was a challenge and a surprise. But it's how you deal with it. And that's, and I was really lucky to be with people that I made friends with. They were of all races, whether they're from Philippines, whether they were black people, whether they were white people. It's how you deal with friendship. And friendship is very important. And also the daily life. Some places when you work, especially with the service life, you have to be there at 8 o'clock, you have to be there at 5 o'clock, and you have to be there. So what he said here is very true. So that is my thought for the day. And make plans, but if it doesn't happen, don't be surprised, because the road is going to be, there's going to be different things that you're going to face. The other one is, he said, they asked him about getting old. And it's, he said, I don't want to be a grumpy old man. And here's what he said. I hope I'm not a grumpy old man sitting in a corner yelling at people and demanding things. I hope I'm as graceful and gracious as they are. So, and then sometimes Karen and I, when I we talk at home, several times she said, she didn't say grumpy, but she said, be positive. Everything that we say, we always say, no, it's not going to work. No, it's no good. And you just have to, when someone has a plan, like say someone's going to say, I'm going to start a store. Or someone's going to say, I'm going to start a speak Lakota.
Or I'm going to go fishing.
Or, no. And right away, we might say, no, it's not going to work. If you're going to start a store, right away, it's going to cost you this much, and you're going to be broke. Or if you're going to say, Karen's going to be, she's into Wojupi, so I better not say anything there. I hope everything grows, and that's my positive projection. Anish, look at you, look at you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lavashte chatukashne.
I hope that everything you put in that garden grows. The onions grow, all your flowers grow.
Tomatoes.
And everything happens. And there'll be no surprises. So that's my thing. So I thought I would just share those, and if you're on the road tonight going home, or if you are listening at home, think about those things, and always be positive. Today we have many plans, I am from a place where they have this money that we received. Everybody, they give it to every individual. But some places, like here, people will be making plans. And it's always good to be positive. I thought I would share that. And then the other one is, especially when you're 18 years old and you make a plan, and don't be surprised if you end up, like if you wanted to be a singer, you're going to end up being a teacher or anything. So just the life brings surprises. And life, the journey is not all, like we always say, ups and downs. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. But you can make it all ups and be positive. So that's my gift of thought for the day. How about you, Karen? Do you have any like that?
Well, I enjoyed today.
Yeah.
It's a relaxing day. It's a beautiful day. So it was good to be home and do little things here and there, but overall I'm happy with it.
Good. Well, now you're listening to Kili Radio, 90.1, right here, Porcupine Butte, and 88.7 in Rapid City, kiliradio.org on the internet. And I'm really happy to for people who are listening. I know my nephew is listening somewhere in Michigan, and he is probably laughing right now. So I hope you have a good time, and he's a traditional dancer now. When he came back to the Oglala country, he learned all these, I think he learned a lot from Oyukpe people. He learned how to bead, he learned how to do a lot of things. And now he saw a picture of him last night, and he's in a full regalia now. So if you're listening, Toshka, come back and maybe we can watch you at the Oglala Nation, Grand Entry. Okay, I have a story here. This is the Storytelling Hour. And the title of this is Ikdomi and Flint Boy and the Grizzly. So I'm going to read it. Ikdomi and Flint Boy were old friends. Once they were traveling together, and they were going merrily along when suddenly out of the woods dashed a ferocious grizzly. The bear attacked them. Ikdomi ran away and hid himself. Flint Boy stood his ground. With his sharp flint knife, he stabbed the grizzly. He stabbed him repeatedly. The bear died. Ikdomi came out of hiding. He said, "Kola," to Flint Boy, "you did a great deed." "It was nothing," said Flint Boy. He was skinning the bear with his flint knife. "This will make a fine, warm robe for a bed," commented. Then he cut off the claws. "This will make a fine bear claw necklace," he added. "I'm impressed," said Ikdomi. "I am so impressed. I will call you from now on Misunkala, younger brother." No, no, said Flint Boy. You must call me Elder Brother, because it was I who killed the bear. I will call you Little Brother. They argued. They quarreled about it. They came to a lake. Kola, said Iktomi. Let's make up. Aren't we old friends? What does it matter what we call each other? You are right, friend. Let's never quarrel again, said Flint Boy. Come over here, said Iktomi, who was standing at the lake shore, right at the edge. Look down here. Look at this big fish. Flint Boy went to the lake and looked into the water. Iktomi came behind Flint Boy and toppled him into the lake. The waters were deep. Flint Boy sank immediately, way down to the bottom. He could not swim up because he was so heavy. He was made of flint rock. He never came up again. He drowned. You can still see the bubbles at the spot where Iktomi pushed him in. Ayantho le lakoti oblakit. Minkhan le Iktomi naha wahi hokshila. Naha mathoa. Iktomi naha le wahi hokshila. Hane lila taumpi. Kholakichiap. Watan omani hiapi. Hat yukpia. Nganahelaka. Matrothanko at Wichakwa. Iktomi to cute hankigle na inachme. Ashwahi hukshila at ina najina. Mila and kikchina. Matrokile chapre. Tunan kigle chapre. Samatrokit e. Watohan tukha Iktomi to kata. Inach mekhechat nagli honina. Kholae. Kholae kia. Wahi hoksha. Nikhili eloe. Wahi hoksha. Tagnish ni loe. Na. Matroki le prat. Mila gekichna. Leili la un okala mukinkteloe. Ayan shake henna, taku, henna is lila wanapke wa shtek te loe. Iktomi aita najehe. Nikili cha lila, yukta najehe loe. Le nikili kile le taat hokata kea, misunkala ching te loe. Wai yung shlaitana, hiae. Chie mayeng te loe. Mie chale matroki wak te loe. Chale tant chokata tega nie cha mi sunkala ching te loe. Ahoyik cha hingla. Atong atong kham blewa el hing honi. Kholae kito mi ake. Le tohanta ki ha kholam ki chie loe. Na taong kume loe. Chayaha ahoyum kichya hishnash tokhashne loe. Wahi hushla naje henna ohan. Watohan tonkha Iktomi. Lecha uye tkhoya. Bale aglagla naje. Lecha kuta etuan tkhoya. Lecha le hohan lila tkhanka cha nuan hiyaye loe. Wahi hukshila bleh chi najina kuta kya etwa. Iktomi ilazata in huni no pahp. Miniki lila shme. Na in che wahi hukshila ia chanke tke. Ara tamacha gane mani mahri aya. Nua uki hishne. Hinafkhishne. Mnit e. Ohetshet. Ahead chosh le wo'oyake, le storytelling elke le ihani walehan shnach, that linach tit chankal ampa, oyash, chtaitu cha, hello, namazash, kashkan shakt. Walehan shnach lina oyakon, ha, lina etan wo'iyuk cha, etan ugana wo'a blizeh. Ne ta gnas ta kun yachkt. Oy kan lel tkhos le le voya kom blake ki le ta. La khot ya le ntkhok ya blake na toksa vashit ya blake. Ik to mi le ta to khopi ki le ta ta ko yachkt ki le. A wangla kapo. Onanaku le tohan le kola kichapi le wo ewan kola eakile le na ihani tosh le na okiachish onana riksa papo onaha ngana ningana yakte aina kawakt waktak ohena. In the English language, here's what I learned from this story. Number one, watch yourself. Number two, understand kola and misunkala. And don't be fooled. Go ahead. Karen is thinking here. She's when she thinks, I know, because I've been with her for close to 30 years now. Her eyes are turning a little bit. She's got her one of her fingers on her teeth. And then the story, as the story unfolds, what happened in there? Flint boy stood his ground. Iktomi did not help. He ran and hid himself. Did not have Lakota virtues. That's another one. The virtues of Lakota is bravery and ohitika.
Wamigalak is
a little. Wamigalak is a okay, that is the story of Iktomi. And then when he was skinning the grizzly bear, and he told Iktomi that he was going to make that a bear robe and a bear claws and necklace. Right away, Iktomi had ideas. He wanted those. Yep, that's it. Iktomi, right away, Iktomi wanted to get that bear robe, the bear claws, for nothing. Okay, here's I have some announcement before we forget, whenever I come to storytelling hour, I always say Tom in Pine Ridge, Tom, if you're listening, have a good evening, and Charlie up in Martin, Bajola Otkhwai, it's ya. On the Tom is le wazi ahaha oye Pine Ridge. On the Tim na ko anagof tan kanan chacha. Tim, if you are listening, we miss you. And I will be starting summer school Monday, so if you can, come to the school tomorrow and talk to me. And that's another thing that I wanted to tell the parents in Manderson, Oyukbe. Okay, Monday will be the beginning of summer school. And it's going to start at, we'll pick them up at 10 o'clock. And Lakota Immersion School will start at 10:30 until 2:30. And I will let the people that I want to come, I will let them know either tomorrow or the next day. I will give you permission slips. And then they're going to have reading too. So those of you that you know who you are, that, and all of you, reading to, is something that is very important, just like math. So we are going to have a reading program too. That's going to, the reading will be in the mornings only, and then in the afternoons will be kids' hour. They call it be games. But the Lakota language will go from 10:30 to 12. We'll have 1 hour break, and then we'll go from 1 to 2:30. So I will announce it again tomorrow. I will probably will come around to who I want to come to this Lakota immersion. And what's the other one? I wanted to make another announcement here. That is all. Do you have anything? I didn't bring a copy of the plan that I have, but I remember those times.
Well, I'm going to just encourage parents of students to get involved by participating with your child or help out your child at home, support their Lakota language learning at home, and so they can continue to use it at home and at school and in the community.
We had, remember it at the beginning, we always have a story, we always have education, and then always the Lakota language. And there's two words that we always use on this show is persevere and commitment. And if we don't have those two words, whatever we do is not going to be strong. So we encourage that if you're going to learn the Lakota language, that you have to, that you need to do it all the time. And every day we have, like Karen just mentioned, I went to Ritzcastle over the weekend, and also we had some discussions in Rapid City. There's another methodology called Language Nest. Now, a language nest could be at your home. Le yapi wa hochpi alki le lehantuktel anagopla nakapi hirl he ukihipi. Tona lakhutia mena lakhutia yamhata hohel tosh le tona nakamena hoch lakhotia chimpi hena anagopton wena wo e mo jetin chukt wena wo yuk chon jetin chukt o he chala han wana dile u mo lakam
tona lakholia bena o ma ki ha lakhot lakholia chimena o chaka
ona na le e he tsa se karen tona lakhotia chimpi hena o chaka ona na ku lil wan kai jaja po he ha tranche ktil lo hi ha na ko hem ka khos le han wi chota la khotia gona na ho i la khotia pi es ungna winu ram han ta i wan nie pe lo e hakt so gona ya ki han ta e hesni wa wo ya ki hakt wa o ya ki hakt Vanaholina ihani lecha to alahat. Nalakotia olaking. Hanta hohel when a war air when she woo yuked on jeta to alakotia chinkily juked. Hill Takunti had a look to Hanish.
Yeah, Miss Waglakael, and now hope to snash Takma yukchamakika. Lakolia kile ikchale yap hechasne. El wo yuk chama kwek na hana kung el washitiakel descriptive ap na na kung el le a ke washitia ap feelings nish emotions ap yes doctor na el a ke na kung humor ap on ko na hana kung history ap on na kung el hina ate ichi chaya. Lila Mahetia na cha hechun de tona la kule ap chimpe na pato masila isha u speech iche a chimata tayang te iotash oi chakyapena oi chakyapihata.
On the Nakung e Lehantosh Le Wayanke Gilena in the Hilsh Lad Hans Ledger Le Wayanke Gilena in Nana Ategilena Tuna Kigle O Hinyana Hemkam Lena Lila Vichota Hatchin La Kotia Na Hemkamash Gunala Gachna Ket Kutel We chasha woan his oblak one kajaja poha. Ga ia was lahe hecha lenanxala la kotia pelowing. Opae renome. On ha ka akpars de helis opae resum exgemina shakoe nanxala pelowe. Jaina unganasti ibulukt. On ha hechena lila with less. Uma kaja rafata la kholia wichonka hetna lila wichota la khotia na tuktekte wa ina blegla la khotia wogla kamle na na ona wa kaja ke hukhnako ohna sa trosh hemke hamas hetna wichota la khotia tsungnas na oksungsomat Nis tukeli lukta he. Hechanas hechum kuhamas leva kanza glunetsa mazini la kotis.
How lehale tuare kunch la kolia boki ash washitu yab etkiali la wash akata. Washitu yab takomani. Tonight. Tuna tiwahe tuna wa iki ji he chicha chao awabalize. La kulia unya buki bash. To kishke wa shichu iya hand.
Cha le le tiata he presa le trustuk tekto oyanke glina vichota la khotia. On the chin, we are going to use the tohune, tohune. Toska wagamiza okpa, nes oganaska in baloke, nes oganaska in shunka baloka afwa, se chaguma kotsekta, is we villa afwa, we villa okpa. Is nakun, mobilitik ala afwa.
Taku heli printe. Tos lehal ne. Ognas si chanhune ish ka wakpawaste. Hetche wa ish dwala koliki solwenktishne. Atas hetche wa shitu ya waglakain.
Nakun lakota vash.
Naham letama kina prena le chankpopia wakina ish o yuchbe. Dona hena, dona la kolia bit hani wongkajabaya ish waya wa uya peha la kolia obla kolia wawye. Hena wawin chabla kahata. ye washit ye phe wak tin jina e la khole phe ta la wash ake ta la khole as na wong la ka se to na le ena le ho meni soli chaya la khole soli chaya ta wa ti na shna hel washit ye phe ak tin jing ta ha ta et la la khole heli la shte he yu mang pi
le le han e Отхожавания фуа или вон але блокируют та чангинеш на уна хе охиня хтату чанш на вуглакмянка. Хата охиня такун и вуглакап. Хвету чаватанш на ле кэн таку ле think positive алхе хе encourage им ашт. Takun tosh dukter I bulukchan lechas echamun ktesh gana waki hiktishni nais unganas echechaktishni hata hai when you have a plan right away you think about the negatives that it's not going to happen or you won't be able to do it okay. So when you have a plan it's like this one that I read about President Bush. Always think positive and then don't be surprised. Don't surprise yourself. Okay. So today when I hear something, even if I have a negative thought about that plan that I hear or whatever I hear, let it sink in first and then look at the positive side. See, weigh those two together and then make your answer. Is that right? Yes. So,
Misha, before we go, I want to say something. I came in and I was pretty surprised in this room that there's a new, some new chairs.
Yes.
These mics and these new chairs, though donated by Oglala Lakota Public Safety, and this is really nice.
Yes.
Pilawi Chayabe KILIK.
So we can say thank you to Public Safety. We're making this Studio B.
Look nice.
Comfortable.
Comfortable
nice.
Chairs.
Yeah. And the mics too.
Yeah.
These mics are not cheap.
Yep.
They're expensive and you've got to have them. So thank you for your help, your thoughts. And with that, maybe next week, Baha, if you're listening, get a story ready and we'll do a story, and then we'll talk about your methodology. And see, there's on this reservation, there's more like okachta, which is immersion. There's three or four of them, and there's none in Cheyenne River. They're trying to start one in Rosebud Country. And I think there's one going on in Standing Rock. So these are really good for the Lakota language. And if you are listening in Manderson, remember the summer school will be starting Monday. For the Lakota language, it'll run from Monday through Thursday, from 10:30 to 2:30, and the students will be picked up at 10 o'clock. And also remember, there's the summer food program is going on, not only in Manderson, but I'm sure it's all over the schools. So remember that. You can always go to the school and eat. Chawanales asked, 1-2 minutes to 6 o'clock. Karen made some rice and. Oh, you didn't cook?
No.
So I guess we're not going to eat when we leave here. She don't cook anymore. Because she's on summer hours now. So maybe I have to do the cooking too.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I want to say thank you to my nephew Herrick, and we will see you down the road on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. So until then, have a good weekend. Have a really good time at the Veterans Powwow.
Where
they will be honoring all our veterans and those who give their supreme sacrifice, the ultimate. We always have to remember those people. Thank you.